Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It was the subject of the dolls I was talking about.
It was, yes. But what prompted me more so brought me to thinking about books.
Yes.
In just relation to a lot of characters, it's difficult to find books, I think, with characters in it or the hero in it that maybe wears glasses. Now, it's only because my son, he's just turned 6, he wears glasses. But it was more so, I remember back to a time when my daughter was going to a Montessori, and one of the little girls in her class had just recently gotten glasses and was very, very upset, really distraught, because none of the princesses in the stories wore glasses.
Ah.
So she didn't want to wear them.
Ah, yes,
so
I never thought of that.
Yeah, and she was really upset. So, you know, her mother even at the time was saying she found it difficult to find a nice storybook for her where the little characters had glasses on.
Yeah.
But she was refusing to wear her glasses at the time.
But the princesses are so perfect.
Oh, I know.
Everything's lovely. Ooh, I sing and there's a bluebird. You know, you can't go wrong with the princess. But it's a good point. Okay, so we have Harry Potter wears glasses, correct?
Yes, good. But we're not at that level
no,
yet. My son is Dirty Bertie.
I'm just trying to think of Sophie from the BFG wears glasses.
Yes.
All right, but that's again a little bit out of your league for your age. So nearly 6. So they're the only two glasses wearers I can think of in literature for books. And that's brilliant point you're making, because an awful lot of people who read books wear glasses.
They do, and a lot of opticians I've noticed as well.
Isn't that funny? And the piece I was reading from the paper earlier on was also suggesting, the question was, when did glasses become cool? Because people now think it's great, it's cool to wear glasses, even though they don't need them. There's no prescription in them.
Yes.
You can see models and actresses and they're just wearing them because they can or because they want to.
I know, my daughter is 11 and she loves going to Claire's Accessories, and
Claire's
they have an array of glasses for nerd glasses.
See, there's Geek Chic, which has been running for the last couple of years, and you've now find supermodels or actors or actresses or whatever all wearing glasses and saying, it's become quite trendy to say I'm a geek or I'm a nerd, even though they're not.
Exactly.
I was trying to say this to kids, you are proper nerds. You'll be here long after those other people have thrown away their fake glasses.
Absolutely.
So, we need to own it more.
Mm-hmm.
And say we, because I consider myself to be king of the nerds, and I welcome this name. People say, don't be so offensive. No, this is
cool now.
This is a badge of honour.
Absolutely.
So what we need to do is get authors and authors of children's books and so on, and illustrators, to maybe consider the glasses option. Because it's real.
The cool characters and the heroes and, I know obviously Disney's not going to can't be rewritten and you can't all of a sudden put glasses on Sleeping Beauty or whatever, but going forward with, some of the new trendier ones.
But you're quite right. And every Walt Disney's characters must have had the best opticians known to man. Because there's not one pair of glasses among them that I can think of.
No.
Martina was on to say that there's books called Specs for Rex books for younger children. Never heard of that. Have you heard of that?
No, never.
Specs for Rex. You maybe write that down and consider that. Looking that up online and see where you might get your hands on that.
It doesn't affect me at the moment. I mean, I obviously can't speak for parents of little girls with glasses. My son hasn't noticed, or if he has, he hasn't said anything. But as I said, he's just Dirty Bertie and... doesn't bother him. The more messy, the better.
Yeah, he doesn't give a damn about that. But listen, neither should you.
It was just that little girl. I always remember her. She was distraught. She just wouldn't put the glasses on, and that was her reasoning. None of the princesses wear glasses.
Okay, well, that's where the book or the school book or the library or whatever, the teacher's room, needs to have one or two of the books that have feature kids or heroes.
Absolutely.
With glasses.
Yes.
I'm just thinking of superheroes and remember Clark Kent, Christopher Reeve.
Yes, he had them on, but not while he was Superman, though.
Yeah, there you go. That's because they fall off if he was flying through the... Oh.
Well, he's lasers, I suppose. He couldn't shoot them.
He got his eyes lasered.
Did he?
By himself, I might say.
Absolutely.
So he's got sort of... Okay, you make a great point, Deirdre. Thank you for that.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Let's spread the word, shall we?
Let's spread the word,
all
that's
right.
it.
Have a great old day. Bye for now.
Thank you very much, Brent. Bye
thank
now.
You.